Now, yesterday there was a huge gathering, hundreds of people from all areas of our community, the army, education, health, politics, everywhere, joined in to celebrate the life of Auntie Nancy Rook, a Wiradjuri elder, who just seems to have been quite a presence on the border for
absolutely.
So many years. Memories for me are from so many welcome to countries for different events that we've hosted over the years. And to talk a little bit about Auntie Nancy's life and her contribution, Pastor Darren Whiten joins us. Morning, Darren.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, really well. Now, as Lou said, a lot of people would know I've seen Nancy over the years because of Welcome to Countries, but she was so much more than just that. What to you, you know, what did Nancy mean to you, Pastor Darren?
Yeah, look, it was quite interesting yesterday at the service. You get to obviously see the slideshow and hear the eulogy and stuff, and you even find out more things about people that you didn't know, and so it was quite amazing. She done quite a lot. And achieved a lot with a huge family that are really good achievers, and they attribute a lot of that to her attitude or hard work and her tenacity to be self-educated, make a difference, be a part of your community. And so it was a really fitting tribute yesterday. It was I think about 300 people might have been there, and it was all walks of life, as you say, and everyone celebrated afterwards in the gardens at St. Matthew's, under the shade of the trees, the wake, cup of tea and all that sort of stuff, just really fitting her. It was her to a T, as you would say. What she's done in the Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities with the welcomes, part of her beginnings were on the riverbank at Narendra. When she moved to Albury, she was involved with TAFE and getting more Indigenous kids and people through TAFE, and seeing that education was a real key in doing all of that. So huge shoes to fill, but she has a wonderful big family and a great legacy for young people to pick up on, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess that's one of the things. And she's come from an era too when really to have an Indigenous voice heard was quite a difficult thing at times. So she's sort of endured through that period where there weren't a lot of Indigenous voices to a period where there are. It must have been, for her, obviously, very satisfying, but incredible for her family and the whole community.
And exactly, and that's a lot of why what they lean on now, and what helps them get through. Her hard work and her attitude to say, well, it wasn't easy for us, but they took the opportunities they had and they worked hard. And if you do that, then it'll take you far, especially in today's modern way. And children and her grandchildren all great achievers in their own right with sports and work and all sorts of areas. But the thing for me was seeing her on the back of a horse, picture of her horse riding in her younger days in the bush. It was sort of a reminder that she sort of lent her hand to a bit of everything and had a go, and that's enabled her to achieve so much.
Yeah, well, it was a life with a huge impact, and it was celebrated yesterday. And Pastor Darren, thank you for your time. Nancy Rook, rest in peace. Speaking of Welcome to Country, you'll be there with us for Relay for Life coming up in the next couple of weeks, yeah?
Yeah, look, I'm glad you said that because I was going to mention it. But, I'll see you guys at Relay for Life doing Welcome to Country. I did a Welcome to Country yesterday at the service, and I've done many with her. And so whenever I sing that song, whenever I smell that eucalyptus, it reminds me of her in a strong way and in a precious way now. So, yeah.
What a beautiful memory. Pastor Darren, thanks heaps for chatting with us this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.